Our Letters from Camp Training Camp podcast is brought to you by Bella Construction, a five-star home improvement contractor proudly serving the Pittsburgh area for over 20 years. Visit mybellaroof.com and request a quote today. Today's podcast from St. Vincent College in Latrobe, brought to you by Bella Construction, a five-star home improvement contractor proudly serving the Pittsburgh area for over 20 years. Visit mybellaroof.com today and request a quote. Tim Benz with you here on Breakfast with Benz. Glad you're with us. Sorry it's a little bit windy today, but the temperature, while hot and humid, the conditions outside, the weather held off, and the Steelers were able to get their practice in not here at St. Vincent College, but rather at Latrobe Memorial Stadium. Lots of fans on hand. And one of the standouts today that you'll read about in Breakfast with Benz on Tuesday was Larry Ogunjobi, the new defensive lineman that was signed away from the Cincinnati Bengals. Hurt his foot in the playoffs against the Raiders. Got his first live snaps since that injury in the playoffs a season ago today. And on his first two snaps along the defensive line, tackled one of the Steelers running backs. I think it was Benny Snell behind the backfield or in the backfield. And then on the second snap that he got, he helped blow up a run play. I don't think he got credit for the tackle, but he was the one that forced the play away from where it was supposed to go. So a splash debut for Larry Ogunjobi in his first full practice as a Pittsburgh Steeler. Impressive debut for him, and we hope to see a lot more out of that for sure along the defensive line. And you'll hear from Ogunjobi tomorrow here on the podcast as well. Today I wanted to focus on the offensive line a little bit because we're going to be writing about that too. Supposed to have an interview set up with Pat Meyer, the offensive line coach, who will be featured in our story where we're going to break down the new look offensive line, particularly at the interior positions. The two tackles, Chuks Okorafor and Dan Moore, probably staying the same. It certainly looks that way based on the depth chart and the way practices have gone thus far. The guard positions and the center, though, turned over from last year. It looks like Mason Cole will be the starter at center, unless he's beaten out by J.C. Hasenauer, which I don't see happening. I think they made the signing of Cole with the intent of starting him, but Hasenauer and Cole, I don't think the difference has been as vast. And we'll hear from Craig Wolfley about that in just a little bit. I don't think the difference has been as vast as people thought it would be. Hasenauer, frankly, I think has been better than people anticipated that he would be when he's been pressed into service in the past. But the guard positions, the signing of James Daniels was a big deal, the free agent from Chicago, and the move of Kendrick Green from center to guard to compete with Kevin Dotson at the left guard position, one of the major camp battles. And by the way, today, Dotson was out of action for a lot of practice because he had an ankle injury, and he's had a problem with an ankle. Don't know if it's the same one. He's had various injury problems over the past year or so that have dogged him after a very impressive rookie season with the Steelers. But I did have a chance to catch up with Daniels about assimilating with the Steelers after coming here from Chicago. And we talked about a number of different things, including what he's been able to glean from the fellow offensive linemen, the four or five guys that should be playing a lot, including the other four starters, and maybe, like we said, Hasenauer and Kendrick Green as well. So this is James Daniels speaking with me outside the locker room a couple days ago, and we start off talking about that. Where are the signs for improvement? Where are the signs for optimism with this offensive line? Now, granted, Daniels wasn't here last year, but he's watched film, and he's read stories, and he knows the accounts. Where are they going to get better, aside from the upgrade that he could provide, replacing Trey Turner at the right guard position, who left after 1 year with the Steelers a year ago? Here's Daniels on that question and more.
Yeah, I mean, everyone in the room, I mean, I see them every day. They're always trying to improve, and they're always, like, asking me questions, or they're asking other people's questions, or if I have a question, they answer them. So, like, so far, like, everybody in the room, they've been great, and you can tell that they're all, like, obsessed with improving. And I think it's looking good so far. Everyone's really hungry, and I'm excited to keep on working with the guys.
You talked to me during OTAs and minicamps about a more aggressive mentality and pass blocking that you've got this year. Do you see that coalescing so far in training camp?
Yeah, I mean, it's been going good so far. I mean, it's something new, and it makes sense. So once we start, keep on working on it, and everyone, and that's why earlier how I said, like, people are like obsessed with improving. That's something that really none of us have really done before in the past. So they're all like improving on that and trying to focus on that technique, become better and more aggressive, which has, I mean, there's been clips that's been working extremely well.
Do you think that the three quarterbacks that are here are mobile enough to maybe help that offensive line and buy a few seconds from time to time and keep plays alive?
Oh, yeah, definitely. You definitely want mobile QB, because they can make you right. I mean, I look at, like, Mitch. I mean, my rookie year, like, there's multiple times, like, I got beat and Mitch would scramble for 15, 20 yards. Like, actually, I think Minnesota game, when we were home at Minnesota, Mitch had, like, three or four scrambles for, like, 15, 20 yards each, and those are chunk plays. Like, those destroy a defense, because when they focus on the quarterback running, that opens up other run games, or that opens up the receivers. So it's definitely something else that we can add to the offense to help us become more explosive.
Last thing, what are you learning about the guys who are playing on the interior with you, and Cole, Green, and Dotson?
They're great. I mean, they're all helping each other. I mean, KG and Dot, I know they're both helping each other. So, like, when one, so they, like, split reps. So when one person comes out, they try to tell them, like, hey, I saw this, you can do this better. And they're helping each other. So it's very nice to see those two guys helping each other. And with Mason knows a lot about football, and he's really, like, taking control of, like, all of the line calls and making sure everybody knows, like, the mic points and we're all going to the right places. So it's been great playing with them so far.
Because I think any of the criticism that existed about the offensive line, so much of it is alleviated if on third and two you guys just plow ahead and get three.
Right.
Do you think that's in the nature of the interior of this offensive line? Like, it's a matter of just getting those 3 yards when you need to.
Right. Yes. I mean, I understand how the media works, and offensive line is always a position that will be criticized. And so, it's an important position. Like, when we don't play well, like, it affects the team. So we're just trying to improve every day and just try to do our best so we can help the team win as many games as possible.
All right, so my thanks to James Daniels. Now, I will say this. A number of people that I've talked to here have been less than bowled over by Daniels' performance so far. He's not as big as I thought he might be. He doesn't exactly look like a big hulking guard, and I know they want movement and mobility, and maybe it's hard to see that in his game, and maybe he's just not the world's greatest practice player and it shows up on tape. But it's not like Daniels has been out there and we've seen this massive upgrade from Trey Turner or anything like that, at least not until this point in training camp. Craig Wolfley, among those who said that he's seen a little bit of a learning curve and an adjustment period for Daniels that maybe we weren't anticipating, because we just assumed, well, veteran offensive lineman, plug and play, he'll be great. He's the least of their worries. But according to what Wolf said, not only him, but the other two guys in the interior, the center position, Cole coming here and having an adjustment period. You'll hear what Wolf says about Hasenauer versus Cole, like I talked about before, and also the battle at left guard. It almost sounded like when I asked Wolf about the offensive line when he was on the podcast a couple days ago, that he was more secure in the tackles, and Dan Moore and Chuks Okorafor, which to me is counter to what I anticipated, what I thought. Like, I thought we'd see a better version of Kendrick Green going to guard, and maybe we have. I think we have. Dotson, a year removed from injuries, maybe he'd be better. And then, like I said, Daniels upgrading from Trey Turner, and hopefully Mason Cole or Hasenauer, an upgrade from what we saw in Green last year playing center. But based on what Wolfley has observed at this point, it sure sounds like he's more secure in the tackles, who have been viewed to be big-time question marks coming into this season, with Okorafor on the right side and Dan Moore on the left.
Well, I think right now we're just getting a feel for different line combination. Cole is just trying to get through the, you know, make sure he's getting comfortable with terminology and things that are going on. Kendrick Green and Kevin Dotson were having a little bit of go there. James Daniels is coming along. I think he's the inner three, the inner triangles, I call it, the center and two guards. That is a little more fluid a situation. The tackles, Danny Moore is looking like Danny Moore spent some good time getting stronger in the offseason. Chuks Okorafor, I'm telling you what, I think Chuks is an underappreciated offensive tackle. I think this guy is really You know, I mean, think about it. He's only 24, 25 years old. And I was, you know, there's a lot of people talking about, well, he's got this and that. Well, he's still a young guy finding his man strength. I mean, when you're 24, 25, you're just coming into that strength that you've built up over the years, and it's starting to come out and give you that extra boost as you grow into that man body of yours. And I think that's just something that Chooks is going to grow into, and we're going to see more and better of Chooks Okorafor.
It almost sounds like you're feeling a little bit better about the tackles than the three on the inside. That's a little bit different than most people have had a take on. Like, I even heard in your voice there, Wolf, did you think that Daniels maybe got off to a bit of a slow start and is catching on now?
Yeah, I think he's been, you know, it's the way it's going to be. When you go to a new place, the terminology, getting comfortable, yeah, it's going to be a little bit of a slow start. I've got confidence that he's going to pick it up and everything else. But at the same time, I mean, one guy that has been steady and I've really enjoyed watching is J.C. Hassenauer. This guy just keeps getting a little bit better and a little bit better each and every time he goes out there, and he cranks it up a little bit more. You know, I think he's one of these guys that is going to be a surprising, you know, a little positive, that he is going to, you know, provide some good backup reps or whatever reps he's going to get. But he is a guy that I can point to and say, I've watched him each and every day. He's come out and he's cranked it up a little bit more and gotten a little bit more efficient in his play.
And I will echo what Wolf has said there about Moore. He looks bigger. He sounds more confident when he talks to us. He looks more confident when he's out there practicing. That can be expected after getting all the playing time that he did as a rookie. So I know where Craig is coming from on Dan Moore and the visual improvement you can see from him. The Okorafor thing, it's so hard to tell because he's going up against TJ Watt all the time. If he's gotten a lot better, it's hard to see because Watt is so very dominant at the left outside linebacker position going up against Okorafor at right tackle. It'll be very interesting to see if all that practice against Watt has made Okorafor better, if they see the investment that they've made in him financially manifest with better play once the ball is snapped against opponents who aren't quite up to the standard that TJ Watt is. All right, like I said, we'll have this for you in a day or two after we talk to Pat Meyer, the offensive line coach, but we'll give you a little preview here on the Bella Construction Letters from Camp podcast. Glad you are with us and continuing to join us. Don't forget, we will have post-game coverage for you from Acrisure Stadium. After game one of the preseason, Chris Adamski, Joe Rutter, and I will have your coverage right here at Trib Live. This training camp podcast brought to you by Bella Construction. Visit mybellaroof.com and request a quote today.